Well, bless the Lord. I'm so pleased to be able to come and bring a little message of devotion to our Lord today for you. If I can just find my notes. I had to laugh yesterday for our wonderful sister Rowena, introduced as an introvert. And I think, oh my gosh, it's like calling all introverts, because here's another one. So I'm sorry, you've got all the introverts. But you know what? God will call you. No matter where you're at, if you have a heart that's humble and faithful, he won't leave you where you are. And I'm a testimony of that. God is pulling us all forward, amen? And needless to say, those who know me really well will know that I've had a lifetime full of nexts. I was the girl that always wanted to sit in the back row. And slowly but surely, God has just pulled me forward to not only the front row, but here I am standing in front of you. And who would have thought? I certainly didn't. So get ready. If you're an introvert, you might be up here next time. All right, I want to take us to just a scripture in Ephesians. Ephesians is one of my favorite books. And it's the very end of Ephesians in chapter 6. Paul has been exhorting the church before their Christian walk, to be imitators of God, the family relationships, and putting on the armor of God and getting ready. And finally, he says this in chapter 6, verse 24. Actually, I'll read from 23. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the one I want you to get hold of this morning. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. I shared this recently with our youth, so bear with me, youth. Sorry, I'm sharing it again. May my love for you, Lord Jesus, not be corrupted by anything. I did a little study on the word corrupted, and I came up with this. It's no longer fulfilling the purpose for which it was created. Something that's contaminated, spoiled, or defiled. So Paul's saying, have an incorruptible love for the Lord Jesus Christ. What does this mean? Well, incorruptible means it won't disintegrate. It won't decay. It cannot be perverted or bribed or altered in any way. It made me think of an incorruptible metal. Recently, we actually own a trailer, and we've done many trips with this trailer, camping trips, and it's been very faithful to us. And we are at the stage now where it's needing some repairs. And so every year we would load this up to go camping, and oh my goodness, my husband's an amazing packer, and he would literally pack every square centimeter of this thing, and it was heavy. So it's got to the point now where it needs some work on the axle. So we employed the services of a lovely man in our church who's an engineering chappie. So he came along and turned the thing upside down. I don't even know how he did that, but anyway, he did. And began to work on the axle. Now, this was steel that had become rusted. And as I watched him, he assessed it. He took the sander to it, and he worked and worked and worked at all this rust on the axle and took it back to the metal, the steel. And then he began to apply anti-rust paint. So now it looks beautiful. No one will ever see it on the underside, but if you want to get down and have a look, it actually looks really lovely. It's all nice and black, and it's coated now with this anti-rust paint. So I thought, oh, that's really interesting. So I've tied that in with this message for the reason that sometimes God needs to take us back. He needs to sand us off. He needs to get rid of the rust so that we can then be applied with his grace, his love, his truth, actually. It's the truth. So that was a painful process for the axle. It needed to be sanded back. Sometimes it's painful in our lives when God needs to sand us back and then apply his truth. But it's the truth that will stop us becoming corrupted in our love for the Lord. Okay, there's another scripture, just quickly I'll run by you, that talks a little bit about this word corrupted, and it's further back in chapter 4, verse 22, where he's talking about, in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. So here we have an antidote for, we have the paint, literally. We lay aside our old self, the sanding. We are renewed in the spirit of our mind, and we put on the new self. Jude also talks about how we need to ask the Lord Jesus to help us from stumbling. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling. So our prayer needs to be, Lord, keep me from stumbling. Keep me from being corrupted in my love for you. So I just want you to remember that word this morning, and I want you to ask yourself this question as we apply this devotional now to our lives. Is there potential for my love for Jesus to be corrupted by anything? And of course, the answer to that actually is yes, of course there's potential. So I want to press it a little bit further and say, if so, what might that be? I've done a lot of self-examination around this question too, and God has shown me lots of things that are potentially areas that will take me away from my pure devotion to Christ. And it can be, there's the big rocks that we all know about, but then there's the little things that can creep in, that when you trim them back, they actually have roots in pride or unbelief. So anything that creeps into your mind, ask God, what lie am I believing, Lord? What am I serving that's taking me away from you? Why do I keep doing that? Why do I keep thinking that? And from one that knows the battle in here, I think we always need to be continually sanding back and applying the truth to keep our relationship with Jesus healthy and incorruptible. So let me just pray for you, and then we're going to just pair up with maybe the person next to you. If you don't know them, then introduce yourself and pray for each other, help each other. So we're going to spend a couple of minutes doing that. But in the meantime, let me pray. Let's just pray. Lord, I just thank you for this scripture. And even though it was just a sign off from Paul, Lord, it actually has a real message for us this morning. And I pray that, Lord, this morning each person here will be honest with themselves and ask themselves the question, is there anything that would allow my love for Jesus to be corrupted? Even perhaps the deceit of passivity, of thinking I'm okay. I pray, Father, as we just examine our hearts now, that, Lord, you would just reveal anything, just little things that maybe we've been entertaining, that, I don't know that that's really going to help my relationship with the Lord. Is that going to feed that relationship, or is it going to take me away from you? So, Lord, I ask for you to just come in your truth, and just drop that into our spirit. Help us not to waste this moment, because you want to speak to us. I thank you, Father. You care enough about us to give us the truth. And it's the truth that will set us free. So, Lord, as we just bring our lives to you, Lord, and just let you peel back Just come in your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father. Here's what I want you to do. I just want you to take a deep breath in, and I want you to just breathe that out, whatever that stuff is. Now I want you to take a deep breath in again. Just breathe in God's grace. His grace is sufficient for you, for his power is made perfect in your weakness. We need to be weak so that he will be strong.